Good afternoon. This podcast is brought to you by Motto Mortgage. At Motto Mortgage Prosperities, their mission is to serve their customers with honesty, integrity, and competence. Their goal is to provide home loans to their clients while also delivering the lowest interest rates and closing costs possible. Their pledge is to help borrowers overcome roadblocks that can arise while securing a loan. In short, let Motto Mortgage Prosperities work for you. They are not a bank. That means more transparency, more options, and less jargon. And because they believe in delivering exceptional customer service, Motto Mortgage Prosperities works directly with wholesale lenders to provide you with multiple competitive quotes. Your dreams, our expertise, Motto Mortgage. 3, 2, 1, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Fellas.
How are we?
We're good.
Brian and Travis from Delmade.
That's us.
I appreciate you guys coming down.
We appreciate you having us.
Sorry for the little screw up this morning.
All good.
Let's blame it on Katie.
Beautiful day outside.
It's beautiful. It is. Is it winter?
We don't know. I'm going to go with no. That's,
yeah.
I see. I did some construction at my house, and I had this big bald dirt spot. So I seeded it yesterday in the winter. I'm like, watch the grass start growing.
Yeah. A little bit of water. It might get going.
Well, it rained. It sprinkled. Little kiss.
Yep.
Little love fell from the sky. Well, listen, so Delmade, you guys are making some cool gear with your cool Delmade logo.
That's right, that's right.
We're promoting Delaware.
That is correct.
We love this state.
First state, let's go.
First, pump it up, boys. It's the day after.
The day after.
The Super Bowl.
Come on, guys.
I said that with KDM. It's the day after. It's like, day after what? Super Bowl.
He's a Seattle Seahawks fan. I'm a Packers fan. So we're still down the dumps a little bit.
Correct. We're definitely on the bench.
Well, you know, aren't you glad your team didn't have to go against my homeboy?
Hey. Yeah.
Actually, you know, we won't talk about a lot of football, but it is the day after. And I thought the game was fantastic. It definitely had some twists and turns. I did not think that Kansas City was going to win.
No.
Nah.
I thought it was over.
So did the 49ers.
And they did. We got this. And then here they come, and they whooped them. And so it was a great game. But, you know, it's kind of an emotional few months, right? I mean, it is, it's like
exactly.
It's like breaking up with a girl, and finally, like today, we're going out.
Exactly.
We're going to go out and see what else is out in the world.
100%. That is correct.
So we're all survived, and it's Monday morning, and I invited you guys down. And like I was telling somebody previously on Instagram, you know, that's where all the hustlers are.
Hey, isn't that not the truth?
And if you're trying to peddle something, it's where we go now. We got to put it on Instagram.
That's it.
Exactly.
It's not just making an amazing product, having a fantastic idea. It's all of a sudden now like your presence on these social media sites.
That is correct.
And sometimes we can be like making an amazing product, make something that everybody wants to have, but the struggle is like trying to figure out how to make a footprint or a presence on these social sites.
Exactly.
I saw you, so you guys are working at it. I appreciate it.
We're trying to get up and going.
And that's why I reached out. I'm like, listen, Instagram is where the hustlers are. I say Panera's right. the hustlers hangout.
That's right.
Good Wi-Fi.
Exactly.
Well, so I kind of put it out there a little bit. Why don't you guys share your story? Share what you were doing,
okay.
How you got into it, what's going on?
No problem. Again, we're best friends all through high school. I've been born and raised right here in Delaware. We both graduated from Seaford, Delaware.
Mm.
Again, my family's from here.
You're like the third group I've had on from Seaford. So not only are they hustlers, but they all come from Seaford, too.
Hey, that's
it. We actually have reached out to Jordan Gum from
shout out to Jordan.
From your podcast.
She's coming back.
She's great.
She is great. Listen, I'm going to let you share your story, but I just want to say I've met some of the most amazing people, and you guys just met Katie.
We did.
I mean, it's you have to take that step, and it's an uncomfortable step.
It is.
And the people that make the step are usually pretty unique folks. And you mentioned Jordan. She's awesome. She's coming back. In fact, I was just texting with her. She's coming back on. Hopefully you guys will come back too, but sorry. Share 100%, your story.
100%. No, again,
I'll sit and listen. Maybe. Go ahead.
Again, just born and raised right here in Delaware. You know, we kind of came up with the fact that, you know, we We wanted to do something a little different as far as, you know, something that the whole state of Delaware could enjoy. You know, it's not just the beach. It's not just Sussex County. We believe that we have a logo that represents the whole state of Delaware.
Right. That makes sense.
You know, and that's kind of what grew a lot of people to, well, drew a lot of people to us. They saw it. They loved it, you know. And at that point, it just gave us the fire to, you know, let's get this thing started.
Well, and the cool thing is we're from a state that's so small that you can really, it can kind of be personal. It's adorable, right?
100%.
Mm-hmm. Our adorable little state.
You know, we laugh about this, but, you know, when Travis and I went through high school, you know, the coolest thing was to get out, move away. You got to go. If you want to be successful, you got to get out of Delaware. Well, I don't think a lot of our listeners, if you are listening, but there's a lot of successful people here in Delaware that don't get a lot of credit. And, you know, and to me, I want to be Delmade, and that's what meant a lot to me emotionally, that I like.
And
you
over half of those people always tend to come right back home.
Yeah, well, I always say if you live here, then you weren't born here. Because if you were born here, most of those folks go and then come back. My dad grew up in Selbyville, and my dad was the first person to go to the Air Force Academy from Delaware.
First
graduating class of 59, and he goes, I just want to get out of Delaware. You know, that's what you did back then.
That's what you did back then. That is 100% correct.
If you didn't work at the DuPont Nylon plant, you know, you moved away.
That's
or
it.
What's the plant down in Lewis that made the laxit or Delcalax or whatever?
Oh, we just actually went past there down by the ferry. They do like Tums and stuff, the chalky stuff.
I don't know, but yeah,
exactly.
Yep. One of those two.
And yeah, exactly. Yep. So. You know, I've been a lot of different places myself. I actually drove over the road for a CDL company, so I drove for a while, seen some really cool things. Again, I went away, I came back, because it's not just, you know, what we do, it's how we do it and who we do it with. And I really do believe the reason why people come back to Delaware is the people. I mean, who you know is big around here.
And listen, Delaware's got there's some magic to Delaware. It'll take, you know, the most ornery New Yorker, the most uptight New Jersey person, the most crazy, you know, Florida person, and kind of shape them into Delmade.
Exactly.
And, you know, they come, you know, the shoulders are back, you know, all puffed up, you know, where's this? And we used to have that. And you spend one season here, and then you're like, hey.
Exactly.
It's cool. This is what
we do. And that's why we always say, you know, we are a local apparel for a homegrown lifestyle. And that's what we want to hit on.
Yeah,
I'm the exact opposite. I never went anywhere. Born, raised, local boy. Went to Dell Tech for about a month. Started UPS, driver at UPS for 18 years. I built a house right next door to my parents. My brother lives behind me. My cousin lives even, you know, farther behind my brother. My grandparents live right down the road. So
it's a monopoly, I tell you.
I got a little compound out there, and you know, I go to work every day and enjoy Delaware.
Well, and it's a great state. Listen, I grew up in Albuquerque, so it's hard to get your hands around that whole state.
I lived
out in California, and no, I'm not saying much about that. That was a whole other experience.
Exactly.
And then finally moving to Delaware, I was bitter, grumpy. You know, I'm like, this town, this state, you know, and 23 years later, and I wouldn't want to be any other place.
Yeah.
Delaware made me, shaped me into the person that I am today.
It's
about community. It's about helping one another. You know, we can do this podcast. I'll run into you at Wawa, see you over at Nicola's.
Yep.
You know, it's
that's right.
Like.
That's right. That's a thing.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
It's 100%.
And I love that. You know, it's about community. You know, in Delaware, so I don't watch the news anymore. Because I'm tired of reacting to national stuff that doesn't affect our community.
Exactly, exactly.
And, you know, we live in a bubble here. Mm-hmm. You know, we're very, very blessed to be here. We don't want to brag it up too much because everybody will move here.
It's the best kept secret. That's why I always tell everybody. It's the best kept secret. It really is.
But we have a great, I know, you know, my kids, you know, they go to the elementary school. I can take them. You know, I can pick them up. I know the teachers. I know the people that take care of my kids. It's just an amazing, amazing place to live. Now, we do without some stuff. You know, there's not a lot of stuff to do here. So what do? We create businesses.
Yeah.
Delmade.
Exactly.
That's right.
And we love it.
We do love it. And I mean, and that's a big part of it too. You know, they always say, you know, if you do something you love, you never feel like you worked a day in your life. And that's something that we really can say about this product.
No, you never work a day again.
There you go. Well,
hopefully you worked a day in your life to get there. If they say, exactly. Do what you love and you'll never work another day in your life.
Exactly. Yeah, there you go.
This business started in my garage. I bought a boat. I named it Del Mead. We joked about it.
That's right.
We sent some went to the drawing board, sent some stuff away.
Correct.
Guy made our logo, said, you know, we didn't know if we were going to like it. We loved it.
I love the logo. It's great.
And, you know, it's just simple, clean, right to the point.
That's right.
We're just having fun. Like I said, we both have full-time jobs. We've been best friends.
That's right.
And we're just trying to push the best, cheapest quality apparel and have fun doing it.
That's right.
Good quality, cheap price.
That's right.
And
that's
it's funny. You know, do you have kids?
He does. I do not. I travel.
Have one.
How old's your
seven
child?
Years old. Okay, her name's Teal, like the color.
Oh, that's beautiful. So I have a 7, I have an 8, and I have a 14. And my 14 and 8-year-old, they're big into music. They're big into merch. And I make shirts. I think I don't. I may have told you. I mean, okay. You know, husband, verb. You know, people think the word husband's a noun.
Yeah.
There's a verb version. Mm-hmm. It's called being a husband. Yeah. But my son's like, Daddy, it's about the quality of the T-shirt.
Yeah.
And so whenever I make a shirt, I just say, I want to put this on the best shirt you have. And do you find that? Is it about quality or is it about catchy?
Definitely. I mean,
a little bit of both. I mean,
Well, you have to find. You got to be able to sell it too, right?
Yeah, we could have bought the cheapest T-shirt out there and put our logo on it. We didn't want to do that.
No.
So we got some high quality stuff at a decent price. I mean, like I said, again, we both have jobs. We're just doing this kind of as a hobby, fun slash, you know, I guess make a little money while we're doing
correct.
It. But at the same time,
again.
You know, we're just doing it for fun.
And again, there's three things when it comes down to buying. You know, it's what I'm buying.
Yeah.
A logo and the quality of what you want. You know, quality of what you want. So, again, those three things add up. You know, you feel like you're buying something other than just a product just because it has Delaware on it or Del Made. There has to be something behind it that says, you know what, I support this because this is why.
Well, and I think there's one more factor that maybe didn't exist 10 years ago, but it's also like, who's wearing it?
You know, oh, yeah. Oh, no doubt.
Who's got my shirt on? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. you could take a junky something and put it on a famous person, and all of a sudden you can't keep it on the shelves.
Correct. No,
or you can take an amazing product and let me wear it and still have a shelf full of amazing products.
At the end of the day, man, if you enjoy it and you like it and you want to wear it, I mean, that to me is a win for whatever we've done. Like I said, this was a great idea, a great, you know, we've had a lot of good feedback, and we're excited. We actually have some good partners. We actually have Plate and Pallet over there in Millsboro, downtown Millsboro. Please stop in there. Get
Frank
something to
Dubinsky.
Eat.
Frank
absolutely.
Dubinsky. Chef yep. slash owner.
Yep. We have coasters going through there. The whole object, the bigger globe of Del Made, in all honesty, is the fact that we're supplying our local businesses with Del Made apparel. So when you're buying it, again, we get our decals done at Hubbard Graphics. So our decals and stuff, that's just supporting a local business.
Yeah.
When you go to Plate and Pallet, there's coasters coming through there. There's ways to get to us. We're pushing their business. You know, it really is us helping them helping us through marketing or vice versa, you know, and that's what's really making this grow much bigger than we anticipated in the first month or so that we've been together.
Well, it takes a village.
I mean, you can't
do everything by yourself.
Exactly.
So, you know, when you came up with the idea and you're laying in bed and you're just like, how amazing you're going to turn out,
yeah.
You know, because I've had a few of these experiences and then reality sets in and then that grind, you know, like... You know, shaking hands, doing podcasts, talking
absolutely.
To business owner. You know, sometimes you're like, this amount of work wasn't in the original fantasy, you know? But at some point, the two come together, and then you really have to tighten up and push through.
They do. Oh, without a doubt. And that's the whole thing. Like you said, owning your own business is always a grind.
Well, what was that experience like when you realized this is going to be a lot of work?
For us, it was more the fact that, you know, we want a lot of work. I mean, if we're not doing a lot of work, then we did something wrong.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the 2 months I went to Del Tech, I went for a designing degree. So I've always wanted to design. I got caught up in UPS, been there. You know, I'm not leaving. So this is my way to design. Brian's the voice of us. He does the sales, keeps us going. I manage the Instagram accounts and all that. So we're steady designing. We came out with a new Flounder logo with our name on it. And
that's right.
You know, we're trying to just step outside the box, do a little fishing gear.
What's your Instagram logo? What's your Instagram sign?
Our Instagram is Del_made.
Del made.
That's right.
Do you guys have a Facebook page?
We do.
Yep. It's Del Made.
Makes sense.
D-E-L-M-A-D-E.
Yeah, right. I think I see a theme here.
Our website is delmade.com.
Nice.
Delmade.com.
We just launched that Saturday night, 6 o'clock. It's been very overwhelming in a good way.
Exactly.
We put a lot of effort and time into doing that.
Yes.
We still have more. We're getting up with Jordan to make it even better.
So have you spoken with Jordan?
We've met with her.
Yep.
You know, it's funny. She sent me a note. She said she wanted to just say thank you because she's had an overwhelming, fantastic response from her visit on the podcast.
That's what it's all about.
And now that I'm sitting here listening, I'm realizing, I guess that podcast connected you guys.
Without a doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Without a doubt.
She's from Seaford. I'm like, I've never heard her name before. I know some gums, but I didn't know her. So we reached out, and here we are.
Well, you know, another person you want to probably talk to is Ashley Kirk.
Ashley Kirk.
Hobart. Hobart. I can't even pronounce it. Hobart. I think that's how you say it. But she has visitrehoboth.com.
Oh, okay.
And she is a hustler, too. In fact,
awesome.
She creates that little book right there.
Okay.
And she puts it out every year.
Liked her on Instagram or followed her.
Yeah, she's going to help me build a website.
That's great. I mean,
we have one, but she's like, listen, you know, I don't know how you hold you guys.
Shout out to the business owners that have website designers. Go with it. Congratulations.
Yeah,
instead of using the square thing or whatever.
We started one and we have it to get us going, but we'd like to maybe have somebody help us out. We're new. And
without a doubt.
So,
well, she's a
little bit of input.
I love, and I think that's what I've found most about these podcasts that I enjoy so much is just meeting these great people.
That's it.
You know, because there's a, you know, my dad was in the military.
Okay.
In which, you know, of course we love, you know, thank you for your service, father, daddy.
Of course.
But the fact is that he, you know, he was told, you know, this is what you do, which is great. But I always tell him, I'd like to see you live in my life, you know, where I'm having to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
Be creative, meet people, shake hands, put myself out there. It's an uncomfortable, on top of all that, the fantasizing of how amazing I'm going to be.
Exactly.
I'm like, I have to pop my bubble every morning, come back to reality.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I'm sure you lay there and go, oh, we're going to get the governor wearing one of our hats in a picture.
Well, of course. I mean, you always want the best thing. And yes, you're absolutely right. Whether it's a governor or, you know, it could be a country singer, rock star, either or. You'd always love to
have. Did you guys get
a
country singer to wear some of your stuff?
We actually have stuff going in the mail to Jimmy Allen. We have stuff going in the mail to a Los Angeles Ram that was born and raised in Delaware. Troy Reeder. He graduated from University of Delaware, and now he plays for the Los Angeles Rams. We got some stuff going to him. Another local band at the time, they moved to Nashville right now, Southern Justice. And one of the boys' dads I worked with for like 10 years at Pizza King, Brad Bainham. He's the owner of Pizza King and Seaford and all over the place. And then another guy I went to school with, Trevor Young, plays for Soja. He plays a lot around, you know, Dewey Beach. They tour worldwide. So we've had some pretty big inputs so far to, you know, help us out along the way.
What's the country singer's name?
Jimmy Allen.
Jimmy Allen.
Southern Justice. Jimmy Allen is the country singer in Nashville. He's huge. He was born in Milton.
His girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Father.
Yeah, there you go.
Is coming on the podcast on Tuesday. Okay.
Oh, nice.
I think they're getting married in March.
Yeah.
Or May. I think one of those. Yeah.
And his name comes up a lot, you know, just a, you know, a local guy getting out, which is cool. I doubt he would ever come on the podcast, but maybe if I know his father-in-law.
Hey, there you go.
But his father-in-law is actually just another great guy. His father-in-law was actually driving the limo when was it Tracy Morgan?
I heard about that. Yes, that's correct.
So his dad was, or
father-in-law.
Yeah, future father-in-law,
there
I suppose.
You go. Yeah.
Was the driver. Okay. But somebody else, another person that had been on the podcast, is like, you need to have this guy on the podcast.
He has an awesome story. I mean, we've heard him, but we heard his story before. It's really cool.
It's all, it's funny. It's funny. We got
Terrence Gale, is that his name?
What was that?
Are you talking about Jimmy Allen or
Jimmy
Allen?
I'm not sure
Jimmy
the father-in-law's
Allen,
dad.
Yeah.
Terrence Gale is
future
his name.
Father-in-law. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a funny story. We got Jimmy Allen's address to send some gear to Nashville to him, and a day later, the Ravens playing in the playoff game. My buddy goes to the game, and guy comes in, sits right in front of him. It's Jimmy Allen, and and the guy you're talking about is dad, his father-in-law. Super nice people, he said. You know, he told him about Del Maid. He was like, yeah, send me that stuff. I'll rock it. I love local stuff. So he's cool. He hasn't forgot where he came from.
No.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah, that is very cool. So what is it? What was your first project? What did you start off? What was the thing?
Our first project was decals. You know, obviously we came out with some really cool decals. You know, what I mean, just kind of see if anybody really loved the logo. You know what I mean?
It's a great logo.
If you can't get it done that way, then it's kind of like, okay, we get it. You know, it's Delaware. You know, but at the end of the day, you know, we started off with the decals. We had some, you know, some tumblers and whatnot, just trying to get the creative juices going.
And then we moved the coasters, took them to some local bars and breweries, Third Wave Brewery in Del Mar. We dropped some off there.
Woody's crab cake. Loved it over there. Awesome time.
The number one crab cake in Delaware, they say.
Yeah,
those people are cool. I've heard that. Best crab cake in town.
Woody's. World famous is what they told me, so I'm going with world famous.
Go with it. World famous.
World famous.
Delaware world.
That's right.
Crab cakes are an important part of Delaware,
and
right?
Then we grew it. We knew we were going to do shirts. We knew we were going to do hoodies and all that good stuff. But our biggest focus was really going to be that fishing apparel. Obviously, Travis that sits right next to me, he's actually really big into it. You know, I don't feel like, you know, Delaware has a lot of stuff to really offer that type of demographic, because a lot of it really, you know, you see the salty, you see you're on the all the Ocean City, Maryland stuff. You see all that, you know, but it's
what's
like
the other one, salt,
salty, salt,
salt
life,
life,
salt life, salt life. You know what I mean?
I was talking to somebody about that. I'm like, where the hell did that even come from?
Nice.
I can't personally, I can't stand that sticker.
Yeah. So
I can't stand people that have it on the fucking car. It's annoying.
Yeah.
Salt life.
Salt life.
What is that?
I don't know.
You live under a beach umbrella?
You sit in traffic at the beach, you'll see 12 of them.
Exactly.
Yeah. But where did that come from? Is that a fishing magazine? Please tell me that's just not a guy.
If it is, then he's sitting back relaxing.
Exactly.
That's a lot of
enjoying the salt life.
Yes, he is. Whether it's around his rim or, I guess, on the beach there.
Well, I can get my hands around Del Maid. I get that. That makes sense to me, you know, because I do believe that this state, this area, it does build character. And
100%.
I do believe that it kind of will transition. You know, one of the nice, what is it, lower, slower, or slower, lower.
Yeah, that's right. Correct.
You know, that is it is a way of life.
It is.
And it's a little bit more of a humble life. I don't want to say a humble life, but you have to go, okay, slow it down.
Correct.
You know, we're not getting it. What's a hurry? So I find it a little bit more of a humble life. And it'll take that driven New Yorker or New Jersey or someone that comes from out of state moves here and reshapes them.
I know. My family has been coming here. I mean, they're from Scranton, Pennsylvania. They've been coming here for their vacations since I was born, so let's just say 36 years. You know
they come
I mean?
To so be Del Maid.
They come Delaware. Yeah, they exactly. 100%.
And back to me, my parents, born and raised, both in Delaware. My in-laws, my wife's name's Crystal, her parents, born and raised in Delaware. Her grandfather owned Millsboro Auto Supply for years and years. Her mother took over, retired there. Her dad retread tires across the street out of shop, so...
It's funny because I was not born and raised here. I live here now, but I've lived here now. I've lived in Delaware longer than I've ever lived anywhere else. But my dad was from Selbyville. My dad's dad had an advertising business called Arquino Advertising where he sold hats. You know, we still have the advertising business. We still sell clothing, you know, if people want it. But when you talk about like your grandfather had the what was the business they had? You were saying
my in-laws had Millsboro Auto Supply.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, did Pop Up Tommy go see your, you know, and try to sell them calendars,
yeah,
or pencils?
I'm not sure, but probably just gave, you know, put some, yeah, maybe calendars with a name on some at the counter.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Or you know, the little desktop calendar, or the, you know,
he didn't have Instagram. I can tell you that.
But no. what he did sell was service. And at the end of the day, you don't have to be the best at every single thing. You just have to be good at one thing. You know, everybody gets into business and they want to do 50 different things. Well, maybe if you focus on one, you know, you could be really good at one thing. And as long as you can deliver on that all the time, people don't forget that.
Absolutely. That's good advice. Focus on one thing.
Focus on one thing. You know, you don't have to be best at everything. One's good.
Well, and I, you know, just in that little chat, I kind of just thinking about that, it almost like people that aren't from here that come here, they become kind of Del-made.
That's it.
So to speak, right?
Correct.
So that could be almost like, all right, guys, let's think about this. What do we got? Become Del-made.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Here's down the road thinking that we come up with, okay?
Yes.
Businesses in Delaware, you know, there are very successful businesses in Delaware. You guys all became Del-made. You know what I mean? If you built it here, you created it here, you know, we would love to see any type.
I'm picturing a commercial right now.
Exactly. Well, it's it's Del-made, you know, and there's a lot of them out of there.
Del-made.
We are.
That's right.
Yeah. Again, it's really cool stuff. You know what I mean? It's all good vibes. You know what I mean? It's just one business helping another.
Favorite season?
My favorite season?
Or one of you. What's your favorite season here in Delaware?
Mine has to be spring. Definitely love. Well, I mean, I don't really know if we have a spring. I'm going to say, like, what it is right now. This degree, anything between the 55 and 60 mark, that's what I like.
Well, you know, when you come here, this is a summer resort. Well, I love the summer. Yeah. You're like, okay, fine. I love the summer. It's my favorite. But, you know, you live here a while and you're like, eesh.
Yeah.
No offense, summer, but there's a lot of shit goes on down here in the summer. So I'm really digging the winter. I love winter. This has been a fantastic winter.
I'm a fall, spring kind of guy myself just because I work in a brown truck with no AC. So, you know, obviously comfortable weather's for me.
But you're the only guy that gets to ride down the highway with your door open.
Yeah, true.
How cool is that?
The faster I go, the more air I get. Yeah.
Well, I was behind a UPS guy the other day. He was very aggressive. Very in big hurry.
Yeah, they keep us running.
Well, I have a client whose husband's a UPS driver, and I hear all about the struggle. So would you love to figure out how to do this and retire from that? Or is that just what you're going to be doing till you can officially retire?
Unless something pops up that I don't know about. But, yeah, I mean, I you know.
You don't see retiring anytime soon?
Obviously, in Delaware, UPS has a great pension, 401k. So, I mean, I've been there long enough that I probably can't get out. So,
or would want to.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
I mean, it's rough work, but it's a great place to work for. So I can't, you know.
Sometimes I order stuff and it'll show up, and I'm like, God, I feel bad. That looked heavy. Yeah. I ordered this dresser and it came in a box, unassembled, and I was like, ooh! I'm like, get behind me! We couldn't even get in the damn door, and somebody carried it all the way up.
Exactly.
The boxes are getting bigger all the time. That's for sure.
Do you Now, if you're like a badass UPS driver, do you use a dolly or do you just hoist that bitch up on your shoulder?
Well, you know,
is that like behind the scenes kind of thing?
Sometimes I do that and I think, why did I do that? Because I got a long time left here, so I don't want to ruin my body. But, you know, I tend to throw some things on my shoulder. Hopefully nobody at UPS is listening right now.
Oh, jeez. Oh, because is there a stand? Everything must be used by the dolly.
Yeah.
We've told you 100 times.
Exactly.
We're supposed to grab opposite corners, you know. So UPS is great, big on safety. So,
well, that's a whole, but just delivery is a whole other podcast that we can get into.
For sure.
So when you, and I'm going to kind of ask this again because I've gone through this. You know, when I wanted to start a podcast, I'm like, this is going to be so exciting. When I want to open a salon, it's just going to be the cat's meow. And then you kind of, I always say I'm a good starter, but I struggle at the finish, you know, like learning guitar. I only learn the songs that you'll recognize until you recognize, and then I move to the next song. So it's always the middle and the finish. But, you know, even with the podcast or even the salon, you get it started and the thrill finally fades, and then you're like kind of just uphill in it. How do you not lose your spirit? I mean,
For me, it's hard to get off the ground, but like I said, we're just starting. You know, you just got to keep grinding at it.
That's it.
Well, like the podcast, you know, we have 20,000, I think we're up to 20,000 listens. But, you know, And I'm like, yeah, 20,000. But there's guys that get a million in a one podcast. So it makes me go, oh, geez. So it's easy to get deflated.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think anytime you're betting on yourself, you know, you got to be your best motivator.
Right.
You know, and when you're in business, you know, you have to celebrate the little wins. There's little things that you have to be excited about, and then you build and you build. And then before you know it, you know, what you started off with, one brick, you may have 25.
You got to believe in what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So where are we headed? So we're now past decals. We're past coasters.
That's right.
I know you're wearing t-shirts. I see them.
That's
right. You weren't making hats. You brought me some. Thank you.
That's right. That's right.
I will wear them. I am an influencer.
That's right. Thank
I'm
going to
influence my nine people.
We
and well, build we your business.
That.
Yeah,
thank
I appreciate it.
Thank you for putting us on that list of nine. Thank you, sir.
Ten now.
The map.
Ten.
Yeah.
Did you friend me?
Hey, all right.
Because now
all
it's
right.
ten.
All right. Yeah, we're all nine.
So we're into the t-shirts. So what is 2020? 2020.
Well, we got some big events coming up. We teamed with the Good Old Boy Foundation, and I designed the shirt for them with their logo. We added some stuff to it and made it 2020. Our logo is going to be on the front. Theirs is going to be on the back. We're doing a benefit in Dagsboro Fire Department for them on March 21st. It's going to be a huge event.
Okay. March 21st.
Yep. March 21st. And again, yes, you know, Dell Made on the front, Good Old Boy Foundation on the back. Again, another well-established Delaware community foundation that...
Huge foundation.
Huge foundation, you know, and they're allowing us to be a part of their world, which we can't even, you know, express our gratitude and everything for them. That was very nice. Thank you.
That is cool. Well, and, you know, it like I said, it takes a village, and even sometimes we'll look at things and we're like, oh, well, they're too big, or they wouldn't. Yeah. But they're like, no, let's do it. Let's team up. How can we help?
Yeah, it's been very, very humbling for us already. I mean, we've had some huge stuff. We're gonna team with a local buddy of mine that's runs it's a truck club, car club, local guy. You know, buddy of mine, Jeff Wooden. He runs East Coast Minis, and we're gonna do an event with them that at Third Wave Brewery in Del Mar, Delaware. That they do a benefit. It's called the Gibson Cruisin' for a truck guy that was in their club for years, and he died of cancer. And they painted the truck purple to match his color of cancer, of the patriotic cancer. And they do a huge benefit. They actually make a beer called the Gibson, and it's a huge event.
So, just real quick, because it started off with stickers, and then you guys have been kind of doing the coasters, and now you're getting into t-shirts and hats. What's next? Just kind of keep focusing on the same things, or
no, it just you have to be creative, and you know. And Travis, he stays on it. I mean, he's always creating, you know, different things. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't want to put the Dell Made logo on every single thing you saw, so we're trying to keep it themed. Whether it's a fishing apparel or, you know, if it's a hat, you know what I mean. You're just trying to always try to find that next step. You know, like you'll see on our, if you go to our delmade.com, you'll see stuff with, you know, Dell Made with a flounder. You'll see Dell Made, you know, with camo. You'll see a lot of different ideas when it comes into play.
Yeah, it's tough because it almost seems like the next thing is the camo.
That's right. Yeah, camo is huge. I mean, I got to tell you, it's something that just it's grabbing people in a lot of different ways, and it's really cool. I mean,
we have a camo hoodie that's coming soon to our website, and people are just can't wait till it gets there. So,
well, I mean, it only makes sense. And then the next would be the bright orange.
If you're into hunting and whatnot, I got to say, I've been here for years. I've never hunted, but I a lot of my friends, they do. So I get a lot of deer meat. So I'll go with that.
Do you like deer meat?
I do. Yes, it's very good.
I remember this guy used to live above me, a chef. He's like, I can make it. You'll never know the difference. I was like, okay. He made it. I'm like, that's deer.
Oh God!
There's nothing worse than a hunter telling me, oh, you'll never know it's deer.
That's what they say.
Yeah, right. Well, Well, and, you know, we were kind of talking about this, you know, Firefly's coming up, and, you know, I reached out to him, I sent him an email, I'm like, hey, can I podcast from Firefly? I mean, super scary.
Yeah, of course.
It's not a comfortable idea. I haven't gotten a reply yet, but if they do decide to let me, maybe you guys can come hang out. Have either of you been to Firefly as of yet? Tried it out yet?
I have not. I've not been to Firefly.
What's the matter with you guys?
I know, right?
Yeah, I've delivered a lot of boxes there before, but I've actually never been there. I always say every year I'm going to go. They got a huge lineup every year there.
This year's their biggest year. They got a lot of heavy hitters.
See, I felt it was a little thin.
You really?
Kinda.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm either getting older. I thought it was a little thin. I mean, Rage Against the Machine?
There you go, right there.
Is that what you're referring to? Because that's big.
To me, I think that's big. I mean, the fact that they got together, like, what, last year again, just to try to mend fences so they can go tour, that's pretty cool.
Well, what was it? Did they have a problem with each other?
They had a little beef. I mean, the lead singer and them had, like, a little deal. But at the end of the day, you know, I think a lot of lead singers have a lot of deals.
He seems like he probably had a beef with a lot of things. Yeah. He's always kind of grumpy.
Exactly. But, you know, they put their swords away for a little while and go out there and make good music. I mean, that's...
Time to get paid is what they're looking for.
Hey, that could be true, too.
Well, this is my fourth year going, and this is... we love Firefly. I take my son.
Awesome.
My wife and I and my son go... Last year was amazing. Panic at the Disco.
I did hear they put it on. Yeah,
the year before was that Eminem.
Eminem. 21 Pilots.
21 Pilots was the first year we went.
Yeah.
It's such a fun time. And what I really enjoy about it is that we will go, and oh yeah, this is Panic at the Disco or 21 Pilots. Of course, they're the headliner. But there's a lot of great, like, little bands playing around there. Yeah. You're like, oh, geez, I never heard of these guys. There was a band, The Record Company, really big fan of theirs since seeing them last year. And there was another band called The Naked Party, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Sound like the old, young Rolling Stones.
That's cool.
Kind of that British, yeah. Or not British, English kind of thing. You know, it was the same thing. I don't even know. but it was like, whoa. So it's not just the headliners that you read about, ones that you know are good, but these,
well,
I call them Easter eggs.
Exactly.
The local boy from Seaford I grew up with, Trevor Young, he plays in Soja, and they were there last year. So it's back to you said, it's just, you know, some of the smaller bands are always good, you know, and you hear some new ones, you're like, oh, man, you look at the phone, and you download their music.
Well, and it's almost like small business.
That's true.
Yeah. I mean, it is, you know, it's who's looking at you, who are you getting yourself in front of, you know, who can, you know, what music, who's going to play our music and testify or I guess sort of testify, so to speak, you know, that this music is good, that these clothes are good. It's hard to, you know, two same paths, and if all of a sudden you get your stuff in front of the right person and all of a sudden you're a superstar and you're like, whoa.
Exactly.
And, I always wonder these Halsey I saw as one of the headliners this year. I saw Halsey many years ago open up for Imagine Dragons, and you know she's just been grinding it out.
Yep.
Do you find that a lot with this? Is, you know, you guys start something. I know with some of the things that I've done, I'll start something and I'm just grinding it out, and then a couple of years later, like, I didn't know you had a podcast. Yeah, because I've just been grinding it out. You know,
yeah.
People. They don't pay attention, and they're like shocked, and they're like, how'd you do that? I've been working at it every day for the last 2 years. I mean, how do you...
Yeah,
have you experienced
happen.
That?
You own a shirt
yeah,
company?
Not so much yet, because we're just kind of getting started, but yeah, at the same time, maybe a year down the road, and somebody say, oh, you make shirts?
Well, how long have you guys actually been doing this?
Only for a couple months.
I'll be honest, we designed our logo.
And it took off very good so far. So.
At the end of Christmas, we actually figured out what logo we were going to go with. And then we dropped the logo on January 1st. That's what stands for 2020. That's why it's established in our logo. It says established 2020.
Nice.
You know, on our decals and whatnot. And again, that's the reason why, because we knew that once we dropped it, it was going to come out that year.
It is funny you talked about your website when you do launch it, and then it's like live, and people are like looking at it, and it's almost like, ooh, it's kind of...
Yeah,
unnerving a little bit.
Yeah, we dropped our logo January 1st. We dropped our website February 1st. So
exactly.
March 1st, we got to do something huge, I guess.
So exactly. Have you had a lot of people visit your site?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's been
very overwhelming so far, yeah. I mean, but you have your friends and your family that all want some. So, you know, once they get their gear, then, you know, you see how good your logo is and whether people like it on the outside world.
I watched some show and this guy had started a shirt company, and I can never forget him sitting there full. I think he started like a kid's line, and he was folding these like little kid shirts, you know, and putting them in the boxes, like doing everything by hand.
Yeah.
Like there's no shortcut for that part.
No.
You know,
not
you
at
get
all.
Out there, you shake hands, and then all of a sudden people start ordering it, and you're like folding it up and putting it in a bag and mailing it and making
that
trip to the post office.
You know, but as I was just telling my wife the same thing last night, you know, at the end of the day, if everyone feels the same way that we do about the logo or about the product or about any type of emotion that they can get from this, I mean, that's a win. And you just got to celebrate the little things.
Well, I love it. Well, listen, guys, I appreciate it. When we get, you know, as time gets going and you guys get bigger, you know, save me some spots. Save me an hour.
I mean, we could always maybe do a Rehoboth Social shirt.
Ooh.
Del Made on the front. Rehoboth Social on the back. So
let's talk about it right now. What do we got to do? What do I got to bag you?
No, not at all.
Split it with you?
That's the difference.
What do you want to do?
That's the Del Made difference. There's no begging. You know, we're here to help just as much as you are,
Tom.
It's
local helping local.
Well, I tell you what, maybe we can read you guys a free ad or something.
There you go. Hey, that's helping.
This podcast is brought to you by Del Made.
That's right.
Are you Del Made? I don't know. We'd have to figure
out.
What makes you Del Made? That'd be a good theme.
Life is what you make it.
What makes you Del Made?
Live Del Made.
So have you been here all your life?
I have. I'm Brian.
And you've been here all your life?
All my life, born and raised.
All right. So you have never experienced, you've never been un-Del Made?
No, I've never been.
Un-Del Made.
I don't have a story on going to Texas and for a few months and living there and coming back. Nah, never. That's me.
Did you move away?
I did. I moved to Florida. My brother lives down there. He owns a restaurant down there in Florida.
It is interesting when you come back and you realize what a great community, you know, Rehoboth or just Delaware.
Absolutely. Just like you said, you can't beat the people. I mean, the people is what makes this such a great place to live. And you know, it's just, to me, it's really cool. It's really cool. Like you said, if you go to school and you see the teacher, guess what? In the next 2 weeks, you'll see someone who has another teacher who knows someone else, and you're like, oh my God, you're my friend's teacher of a someone. And then all of a sudden, you just have a connection.
Yeah.
And it happens like that every time.
It does.
You know, and you know, just like I was telling someone just the other day, you know, Travis and I are best friends since high school. You know what I mean? We're both 36 years old. You know, there's not a lot of people out there that can say that. You know, my best friend and I are running, you know, a business together.
There's a lot of people that you move away.
You don't see that person anymore.
Or they just aren't as cool as they were when they were 10.
Exactly. There you go.
I've had some best friends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really. Yeah.
Well, it's a funny story that.
I don't dig them anymore.
When we started Del Made, Brian didn't have any forms of social media at all. So
not at all.
So people have been reaching out to him and thought that he was dead or. Didn't know where
he was. You're alive.
So, I'm alive.
Yeah, so he's
16 years I went without no Facebook or any type of Instagram or anything like that being out there.
Now he has a Snapchat.
Now I'm snapping every other.
I'm not sure Facebook's been around 16 years.
Well, 2004.
Is that when they started?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
2004 till now, like I said, this year, 2020,
2004. Dude, where's our life going?
MySpace. He never had a MySpace.
I had a MySpace.
Napster, all that stuff.
Napster, I had that. Stole some music, I guess.
Oh yeah.
My Facebook was being on the road. I've seen a lot of faces in my life, and I got to meet a lot of good people, and I'm blessed for that.
Well, you know what's funny is since the Super Bowl was coming up, they were playing. Because we just got rid of Comcast, so we watched a lot of YouTube, and they were playing the national championship. I think it was like 94. I think it was like the Cowboys which was fun to watch that old football, but whoever posted the video left all the commercials from that playoff game.
God.
And there's not a big difference. The only real big difference in life from then till now, I guess 28 years ago, is cell phones.
There you go.
I mean, just that communication.
Without
but not
a doubt.
Much has changed.
Yeah.
I mean, what did you do before cell phones? We always joke and say that, but that is a honest truth. You know, when I went to the grocery store and I forgot something, guess what? I forgot something.
Yeah.
I couldn't text my wife and say, Hey, did you say something about ketchup? I couldn't
Or
remember.
You could we use this, a payphone.
Yeah, there you go. And that was too expensive.
I hope you had a couple quarters.
Exactly. If you had quarters on your pocket.
You weren't swiping a debit card.
Well, and no. we're kind of in that group of people that have been on both sides. You know,
of course.
My kids only know cell phones.
There you go. Exactly.
You know, they only know what that's like. They don't know what it's like to not have those. And my 14-year-old David, he was in the age he didn't walk around with an iPad connected to his arm.
Oh yeah, I know.
Like my 7 and 8 year olds do. But he was also like, in fact, when he was little, there wasn't even iPads. They didn't even really just had the phones at the time. But my son Sam, when he was little, and if he had an iPad, then the people would be like, "Oh, these kids aren't going to amount to anything with these electronic devices."
Everything is electronic now. I mean,
but 2 years later, if your kid doesn't know how to use an iPad, well, he's not going to amount to anything if he can't use an iPad. Yeah. So it's just been crazy. It's like a washing machine that's been going on the last 14 years or whatever it's been. So hopefully it'll kind of mellow out. I guess now their kids will have them connected to their head or something.
They'll come out wearing them. Exactly.
My car, when I get in my car, if I have my key fob, it'll allow me to unlock it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wish I could just have this little thing and put in my arm. You know, I just walk up and it opens up.
Eventually.
One day.
It's going to get to that.
Can we get a Dell made one of those?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, fellas. Well, listen, this has been some day we've had together. But I appreciate you guys hanging in there with me. Sorry for the confusion.
All good.
Let's get this computer checked out. We're having a lot of fun, though. And I'm proud of you fellas.
Yeah.
Hey, and we appreciate that, Tom. And thank you for everyone's support that's been following us and liking us on Facebook and all that good jazz. We appreciate that. Thank you.
Two best friends trying to push some cool gear and make some, you know, meet some awesome people along the way.
Yep. And I appreciate meeting you guys and coming to hang out with me. And whatever I can do to help push that cool gear.
We appreciate that.
All right, fellas. Well, have a great day. And we'll talk to you soon because you guys are going to come back, hopefully.
We'll be back.
I love it. Absolutely. Yep. All right,
guys.
Thank you, everybody.